Support for the Commodity Week podcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, offering crop insurance, grain marketing, and commodity brokerage services. Learn more at sfarmmarketing.com.
This is radio from the farming world from the University of Illinois. Find us online at willag.org. Let's check the weather forecast for the weekend and the week ahead with Jim Angel from the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute.
May has been warmer but much drier than average so far. The statewide temperature for May is 60 degrees, that's 1.7 degrees above average. Precipitation varied from 1 to 2 inches in parts of southern and northeastern Illinois to less than half an inch elsewhere. The National Weather Service says there is a 65% chance of El Nino arriving by summer. El Nino means you have above average water temperatures in the eastern Pacific Ocean off the coast of Peru. In terms of weather, it does change the weather patterns across the region. While it is bad news for some places, including drought in Australia, for the Midwest, there is no real harm from El Nino during the growing season. In fact, we have a tendency to be slightly cooler with fewer really hot days in summer during El Nino. The National Weather Service forecast indicates that Saturday, Sunday, and Monday will be warm with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s across Illinois before cooling off into the 60s on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. There are chances for rain on Sunday through Wednesday, including thunderstorms. Potential rainfall totals are in the range of 1 to 2 inches for the week. Farther out, cooler than average temperatures will prevail through May 22nd across the Midwest.
Our thanks to Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute for his update of the weather forecast for the weekend.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Let's check now the numbers as they finished up for the week in Chicago. Friday to Friday changes in the corn pit nearby May, $5.05 up 11 with a high at 519.5 on the weekly trade, the low at $4.93 1/4. December of 498, settlement price with 3/4 of a cent tagging along, up 4 3/4. And the beans in the May contract, $15.05 for the high, the low at $14.43 3/4. The settlement price, $15.01. Up 20 1/4 cents from the previous week. That was a hookup on the charts. November beans, $12.26 1/4, up 3 3/4. May bean meal at $4.97.50, up 6.30. May bean oil at $40.98, down 31. Soft red winter wheat, $7.14, with the weekly trade up 6 1/4 Friday to Friday. And July at $7.22.5, up 6.5 cents. June lean hogs finished at $120.17.5, down $2.05. June live cattle at $138.05. That's 138 1/5, unchanged from the Friday to Friday. And the August feeder cattle at $191.37.5 per 100 pounds, finished $1.05 higher. You can always find us, if you'd like, on our website at willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Commodity Week. Again, on Twitter, my handle is at Commodity Week. This program is a production of Illinois Public Media.
Support for the Commodity Week podcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, offering crop insurance, grain marketing, and commodity brokerage services. Learn more at sfarmmarketing.com.